This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with a story before we get to other news. So Donald Trump comes out and says, I hear that the NSA has Hillary Clinton's emails. Yes, the former technical leader of the NSA, the guy that invented much of what's being used today, William Benning's been a frequent guest on the broadcast. And earlier this month, we're going to play that clip in a moment, he came on and said that we have her emails, but so do foreign governments. She was the Secretary of State, and it's in the news today. We're going to be covering this coming up, that she indeed was selling access to the Chinese president as Secretary of State. She got billions and billions of dollars. Talk about espionage. This is incredible. These emails should absolutely destroy her. But she's blackmailing the rest of the government, threatening to bring the whole thing down, and she's scared to death that DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com and a few others, like WikiLeaks, are willing to cover this information. And now they're panicking because even the Jerusalem Post came out and said, it's damning. George Soros is global chaos leader and is trying to overthrow the planet. He is a megalomaniac. These are quotes. We have them. We have Soros saying, censor the internet now. Shut down their competition in these emails. And the UN gets control October 1st, unless Congress takes action and says no. That's in the Wall Street Journal. That's how real this is. We've been warning about it, trying to stop it. They've got it all lined up now, and we're here in the final phase, where more happens in a year than happened in the previous 10. And with high technology today, that's only compounded. So Donald Trump is right. Let's play William Binney on with us early this month.
You know, it's not really that they've hacked into the server or the DNC server or Hillary server. It's they've got over in the United States in the Fairview program, they have over 100 taps on the fiber network in the United States. And they're doing just like Mark Klein exposed the one facility, one of the 100 in the San Francisco facility, where they have NARIS devices taking everything off the line. So that's what's going on.
They're so to explain, they put Gates in front of it and then copy it and scoop it all up before it ever gets where it's going.
That's right. That's exactly right. As it passes down the line from all the service providers or all the telephone companies, they capture that as it's passing down the fiber network. And the telecommunications companies are helping them do that. The ones that run the fibers, they allow them to come in and tap the thing. That's what Mark Klein exposed in the AT&T facility in San Francisco. But that's only one of the almost 100 that they have. And it captures tens of gigabits of data at each site. So that means that's how they acquire the data. And then they're storing it in places like the Bluffdale facility that they had to build because they were collecting so much. And now they're building another facility on Fort Meade that's almost three times that size. It's 2.8 million square feet. So that's planning for the future because they're continuing to collect so much data on everybody.
Now, something else Donald Trump is right about. The KKK, Robert Byrd, was a Ku Klux Klan leader, a senior leader. He is a mentor of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton and her husband basically got elected co-governor at a time in Arkansas when the Klan still completely ran the state. Let me give you a newsflash. There isn't a state more Klan, not even Alabama. No, it's Arkansas, baby. And let me tell you, kissing Robert Byrd, praising him, saying that he was her mentor, speaking at his funeral, Bill saying he had to join the Klan to get elected to office. Well, whatever. There isn't any connection to Donald Trump and the KKK. Guy from New York City. Give me a break. Opens golf courses up to black people first. 40 years ago when nobody wanted those elite golf courses and hires more African-Americans statistically than any of those big casino owners. And then he sits there and you call him the KKK. But now Media Matters comes out and says Trump adopts right-wing media's flawed Robert Byrd canard to distract from allegations of racism.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over an antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show. So she could never answer yes or no.
Well, we've seen a lot of journalists like Larry King who would actually hear both sides of an issue or five or six different sides of it run off of CNN and then the ratings dropped roughly eight times what they were with him by the time Piers Morgan left. That's official. From 6, 7, 8 million viewers, which they thought was bad, down to a 500,000 viewers. And he's now on RT and has a popular weekly magazine program seen by hundreds of millions around the world. It shows the decline of Western media. Things like RT is in more homes and seen by more people now than CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CNBC combined. Look it up. We can make big announcements today. Jesse Ventura just signed with Russia Today. Just to illustrate what's happened to our media that isn't American media, but is globalist media. And he's got other big breaking news on the Eighth Circuit, reversing his case, refusing to hear it, with no comment. You're going to hear stuff that is unprecedented, exclusively here today, from Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor. And it goes further than that. Huffington Post bans journalists for writing about Hillary's health, deletes article. attacked. DC leaks website down. Twitter suspends account after releasing Soros docs that calls for the UN to take over the internet. That's the Wall Street Journal today. An internet giveaway to the UN. And George Soros saying the NGO UN will censor and regulate the internet to, quote, favor open society supporters and not those that go along with them. Jesse Ventura had him come in and try to shut down a TV show. I've experienced it myself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. And it's getting more and more and more and more naked. And, again, you're saying, okay, Jesse Ventura's court case with Chris Kyle. I'm not asking people out there to take even sides on that case. I've talked to people that knew Kyle, people close to Kyle. The way he was killed, the word is he was executed to cover up whatever was really going on. Just like what we saw with Pat Tillman having to be taken out. He wasn't going along. Just like we saw Private Lynch, five of her cohorts that said the story wasn't true all got killed. She came out and said it's all fake. Jesse Ventura took it to a jury. He won. And he's going to break down today the incredible information because he was going after the insurers, not Chris Kyle's wife. And that's why they overturned it, because they don't want the public to know that Jesse Ventura wasn't going after a widow. None of it was even true. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Spent more money than he was asking for just to prove it was a lie. This is the age of psyops, folks, where they'll say anything. They'll say Donald Trump's in the KKK. None of it's true. They'll say I love the KKK, but I'm famous for protesting it. This is a time when they'll assassinate your character, and we all have to stand together, or we're going to hang separate. He's the expert on it. He's now able to tell you everything. I talked to him last week. It was unbelievable. This affects jurisprudence. It affects all of us getting a fair trial. It affects the 50-something megacorporations that signed on and countersued Ventura. From News Corp to Time Warner to the New York Times. Because they want to have a precedent set to be able to lie and have enrichment from it. So all you can get is a couple hundred thousand dollars when they make $50 million off lying about you and destroy you. Well, Jesse Ventura isn't destroyed, but he's fighting for his good name. And he's a friend of mine. That's why we got him here today. Governor, thank you for coming on with us. You've got the floor. I've never heard you so focused and quietly angry. Launch into what you told me last week when you said you wanted to give us the exclusive.
Well, Alex, you know, you're hitting the nail on the head. You know, my case got so big. I'll run down a quick list of all the media people that entered it. And as you said, they wanted the unjust enrichment overturned, which the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals accommodated them, even though they argued a different theory in front of the Eighth Circuit than what was argued in the actual trial, which is illegal. Well, not illegal, but they're not supposed to be allowed to do that. And amazingly, 3 days after they ruled my way against me and allowed this theory to come in after the trial, there was another case where they tried to bring in the 11th Amendment after the trial and they denied it. So they go whichever way is politically they want to do it. They're not going by the rules. They're not going by the law. Now, some of the media that entered this case, A&E Television Networks, the Association of American Publishers, the Authors Guild, BuzzFeed Inc., Cox Media Group, Scripps Company, Forbes Media, Gannett Company, Gawker, Hatchet, the list goes down the line of all. And these are names you may not be used to because they're corporate names. These are the corporations that run all the media. The National Association of Broadcasters, National Press Photographers, New York Media, New York Times Company, Penguin, Random House, Time Incorporated, Tribune Publishing. The list goes on and on. And the reason they wanted this overturned is precisely what you said, Alex, so that they can go out and defame people. They don't have to do any background checking. They don't have to even know if it's true or not. They can defame you to make money. And then when they're done making the money, you, the defamed person, can't get any of that money from them. And the court stood up and said that that's fine. Now, that isn't even the biggest one. The biggest thing they did was they turned the case over and ordered a new trial based upon that the truth came out. And let me explain. During the trial, Taya Kyle got on the stand and did what's called poor mouthing. She told the jury that this trial was running her out of money, that it was a huge financial burden on her and her children, which was not true. We knew it. they knew it, she knew it.
Give folks the numbers. Give folks the numbers.
Well, insurance was paying for it all on their side. On my side, I've forked out almost just a little over $1 million now to defend myself. Their side paid by insurance. Now, what happened was the judge still wouldn't allow us to tell the jury the truth that insurance was paying for it until late in the trial. Late in the trial, they brought in two witnesses from HarperCollins, the book company, who were downplaying my importance on purpose because they knew they were going to lose and they wanted to lower the award and make it as low as possible. Well, at that point, federal Judge Kyle, who presided over the case, ruled that was too much. It was a conflict of interest, these book company people coming in. So he allowed the insurance to come into the trial limited. Now, here's what it was. It was four questions of these HarperCollins two people out of an 11-day trial, and it was a half a page of a 20-page final lawyer summary. Now, the rules, it was never objected to by the other side when it was allowed in. The rules state clearly, even from the Supreme Court, that if during final arguments it must be objected to in front of the jury to give the presiding judge an opportunity to rule in front of the jury.
And they didn't.
They did not.
And let's be clear, you've got one of the top lawyers in the country. You've won other suits other people have failed.
Really, that's irrelevant. It's the rules themselves.
No, I'm saying this is cut and dry, and even I know that from law. It's and dry.
So at 11:58, they dismissed the jury. At 12:02, they objected to the insurance being brought into the trial. The judge overruled them immediately, and it was over. Well, these two judges, Shepard and Riley, took it upon themselves that they felt it should have been objected to, so they did it after on their own.
But that would deceive the jury. I mean, let's talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been made. Last time I heard, she's raked in 40-something million, but I want to be clear. I want to separate even Chris Kyle out of this because I know people that actually served with him as SEALs, but also Army that was involved, and they believe there was a setup. He was executed up by Dallas and a cover-up, and that PSYOP somehow was inserted into the book, that he was somehow instructed. SEALs are never involved, as you know, formerly one, in propaganda. The Army says they'll never be involved. This was unprecedented that this happened, and something's going on here. There's a cover-up going on, and at very high levels, they don't want you to be able to prove that wasn't true. But you've done that to a jury, and I just want to point out, I like Daily Caller, but I'm going to correct them. They have a new article out. Jesse Ventura wants the Supreme Court to make Chris Kyle's widow pay him millions. Anybody that studied the case knows the lie is that Jesse Ventura is beating up a widow. Jesse Ventura said, you know, take that back, and then I'm not going to sue you. Well, he got killed before he could take it back, basically, and I guess he wouldn't take it back before that.
That is not true. Let's be truthful here, Alan.
Well, you didn't hear the end. I said he got killed. I guess he did take it back, or didn't he?
I gave Chris Kyle, I left for Mexico, and I drive there and I live off the grid, so I had no way to respond. This story broke in January, 2 weeks after I got down to Mexico. I was unable to come back because I drive, I don't fly, and so we brought lawsuit immediately in June. Chris Kyle kept saying we could work it out if we met. In June, we had our first settlement conference, June of 2012. I met face-to-face with Chris Kyle. I looked him right in the eye. I said, how can you do this when you know it didn't happen? I said, if you will go out today and admit it was fabricated, I will forgive you and we will both go about our business. Chris Kyle did not have the courage to tell the truth.
Sure, Governor, let me stop you just to be clear here. Obviously, I'm the guy that called and told you. You got the word from me. I know the story. You are correct. What I was saying is, and I didn't get to finish it, so what I did say was incorrect because I hadn't finished it. I'm saying he didn't ever get a chance by the end to basically go back on what he said. And
he
for
wouldn't have anyway.
I think he was getting ready to.
At all. It's a C story. It's a common thing in the Navy. It's called a C story. You lie to your buddies and you tell them a big story and your buddies all believe it, and then the lie becomes the truth. And that's exactly
sure.
what Chris Kyle
Well, he did die very suspiciously, and I'm just trying to depoliticize it because they try to do it. You never went after his widow. She never lost money. She makes tens of millions of dollars. You were just getting your name back.
Yes, and it was, and Taya Kyle or the children haven't lost a penny. An insurance company paid for it all. But the other side wanted to make me look bad. So they perpetrated this myth that I was going after the widow and the children. And that's what they've tried to do through this whole thing. And it's as dishonest as you can imagine. And that's what I'm up against. And now the Circuit Court of Appeals overturns it and orders a new trial. And based on something that was never objected to in the actual trial.
Well, I mean, look.
Wait, Alex, that's a 76-year rule that has been intact.
I understand.
Mine is the first case. They have gone against that rule.
Which shows more and more government and the courts are doing whatever they want. It's lawless. I totally agree. The fact that she can come in and say, Jesse Ventura is trying to make me poor, and you can't point out and impeach that that is incorrect, and that she's making tens of millions, and that it's her insurance company that's just going to have to give you a few million, that is wild that they're saying that can't be given to the jury, even though they're the ones that didn't object.
Exactly. And that's what went down here. You had two activist judges, Riley and Shepard, it was a 2-1, who both allowed this to happen, even though they violated their own rules.
Why do you think they did this? Why do you think they went so far?
Well, they don't like me, obviously. But what it tells me, and let me add this, these are not only dishonest judges, because they're not even following their own rule, and let me put this into context. It's like golf. You go out and play golf, it's a game of honesty. Not everybody can watch you every minute. You're dependent upon being honest to the rules. If you don't, you're a dishonest golfer. Same thing for these judges. They have rules. They have court rules.
Speaking of judges, are you saying they're Judge Smales? These guys are Judge Smales.
They're worse because they cause way more damage. They don't follow their own rules. That makes them dishonest. And let me add this. They wrote a 29-page summary of this case. Never once during those 29 pages did they give me my title as governor. I was referred to completely as Ventura. Now, an example. I flew over to Moscow last December. I met President Vladimir Putin. He called me governor. So the head of Russia gives me more respect than two federal judges on the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, you always say governor in somebody's title after they've been governor.
Tax dollars.
You always say governor, especially in written documents when someone's been a governor.
They didn't. There isn't one reference to me as governor in the entire 29 pages they wrote.
Look, the big corporations that donate money want to set the precedent to be able to lie about whoever they want. I mean, they go on MSNBC and say, quote, I am deeply racist. Alex Jones hates black people. Alex Jones wants to hurt Hillary Clinton. All this bull. They just more and more, the lies are just crazy.
Well, and they can get away with it because, Alex, the judges back them up. The judges allow, with this ruling in my case, you got nothing to get them on. The media will be able to lie about anybody, and you will not be able to get any unjust enrichment thanks to these two judges who took it upon themselves and to overrule a jury. Now, how disrespectful is that of the jury of Minnesota who heard? Now, and think of this, for all you naysayers out there who think that I'm wrong, how much evidence must there have been for a jury to overrule the war veteran passed away, the deceased war veteran, and his weeping, crying wife who cried in the courtroom. And yet, the evidence was so overwhelming, they found in my favor because the jury did their job. I commend the jury. They
absolutely. Well, I've seen the evidence.
They looked at the evidence. Yet you have two judges here that never sat in for 1 second of the trial and basically told the jury they were wrong.
Well, Governor, let's go further here. Let's just go back to the case. You are somebody, and I've flown around the country with, you know, taping the TV shows, shooting them. And I've seen you, the only time you get emotional is when you see troops getting on planes and, you know, you talk to them and say, you know, be safe, you know, these wars and things are, you know, based on lies. And you go to commencements You go to memorials, you speak at them, you were there to be part of the commencement, and you're going to stand there in the most popular Navy SEAL bar and say, I'm glad Navy SEALs are getting killed. Clearly that's designed to defame you. It's bigger than saying he beat you up. And so what I'm saying is, talking to the family of Pat Tillman, talking and warning, you know, a Private Lynch, who then went obviously public and said it's all fake, that when you're involved in propaganda at that level, and when you start to go south, they tend to get rid of you. Or if you're about to speak out, look at Pat Tillman, who they executed. I mean, even the Army coroner, who was a colonel, said he was executed. He was assassinated. He was murdered. That's what happened. And so I'm simply saying there's a way to basically go around their propaganda that you're suing his wife, which you're not. You're suing the people that, you know, put this whole lie out to get the insurance, and to have the jury, you know, come out and say, yes, you proved your case, which you did. I'm saying if you give us your view on political assassinations and how mysterious this is that he died, it kind of just goes around the whole propaganda nest they've set up. I mean, let me put it to you this way, Governor. What do you think really happened here? I mean, this is pretty suspicious what happened to Chris Kyle.
Well, it's suspicious in the fact all of it is, you know, I tried to stay away from his tragic death. But I, for one, am trying to figure out, okay, Kyle and his friend are with this Marine who's suffering from post-traumatic stress. First of all, how is Chris Kyle or his friend at all trained to deal with post-traumatic stress? They're not. So why is it their obligation to do what they allegedly were doing? Second of all, common sense. Someone suffering from post-traumatic stress, I would look at that and go, the last thing I would do is put a loaded weapon in his hands. And that's what they did out at this firing range, apparently. I don't want to comment on the death because I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. But all I know is this Marine with heavy post-traumatic stress got a loaded weapon put in his hand and subsequently killed two people. And I'm trying to figure out where Kyle and his friend got the medical expertise to be treating
post-traumatic stress. Well, let me tell you what I've been told.
Which is what they said they were doing.
Well, I'm here in Texas, so let me just tell you what I've been told by people that are on record friends with Kyle. None of them buy it. They say that's not really what happened. And so you've got this book, nothing against Clint Eastwood, I love him, that's going to be this big $500 million movie and all the rest of it. And I'm telling you, there are people upstairs that didn't want that narrative getting disrupted. And Chris Kyle magically then disappears. And take the Boston bombing. I'm not saying Kraft International was involved. We know there were drills that day. We know there were guys wearing the Kraft uniform with the Punisher hats that were there with black backpacks, probably part of the same drill. I'm telling you, Kyle was involved in some really heavy stuff. And the people I know that know him say that they don't buy the official story, Jesse.
Well, that I'm not going to get into because I don't know that much about it, nor do I even want to particularly.
Sure, I understand.
I have to deal with my end of it, and my end of it is that, you know, Kyle was killed, and that's standard procedure then. My lawsuit was against him because he defamed me. When he dies, it automatically switches to his estate, and the estate is covered by insurance, and anybody that writes a book, here's the bottom line. I've written 7 or 8 New York
Times. You got to pay insurance, Mel. You got to pay for the insurance.
Everyone that writes a book is covered by insurance. Your book publisher has insurance against defamation.
It's O&E. I mean, it is part of a book deal that part of the money you don't get is what goes
right
to the insurance.
And yet they wanted the court, or the other side wanted to deceive the jury into thinking that Jesse Ventura was taking money from this widow and children, and the other side perpetrated that myth the
sure
whole trial.
Well, Governor, here's the good news.
Judges standing up for it.
I'm no lawyer, but I've studied the law. They're not going to be able to keep this out next time either. There's an absolute right if she gets up there and says that you're taking all her money and taking her kids' money. You're going to be able to point out it's insurance again. That's just not true.
No, we can't because they'll overturn it again.
I don't see how you're allowed to tell a jury that the money's coming from you and tell the press that, and then you can't point out there's insurance for News Corp.
I can tell you why. Because the insurance lobby has lobbied the politicians through dirty bribe money, and they've gotten the judicial department. The belief is that if a jury knows insurance is paying for it, insurance companies have screwed everybody over, so they're going to stick it to the insurance company. But the reality is the insurance company pays off the politicians who appoint the judges, and then that's why it's not allowed. The truth is not allowed in the court.
And by the way, you were basically...
Alex, I'll give you another example.
Got to go to break, sir. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Right.
A former talk show host. He knows about those. Jesse Ventura is our guest. This case is big, folks. It goes into a lot of areas. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Governor Ventura during the break was pointing out that the court's supposed to be a place where the truth comes in. He was saying in more and more cases it's a place for lies. But his judge was good. His jury saw the facts. And it didn't matter. Because now the Eighth Circuit just said, without comment, no. So now Governor Ventura is going to have a whole other trial after spending over $1 million of his own money. And you look at the amount he was asking for, it wasn't even that much. He's basically spent what he's trying to get just to get a ruling to say that's not true. And see, if they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody. I think that's why Trump is right when he says that the libel and slander laws are not strong enough in this country. I only attack big establishment people that I can really defend that George Soros is trying to overthrow this country. We've got his emails that prove it. I don't just, you know, sit there and just randomly say, I beat up Jesse Ventura, and he said he's glad the Navy SEALs are dying. I mean, that, you know, I'm a big man. Well, then I'm going to have to face that in court. And, again, I don't want to sit there and even choose sides in all this. It's a tragedy he won in court, and now look what's happened. Again, don't let them trick you into making this about a widow. We're going to go back to Governor Ventura here in just a minute. That's the big secret they don't want out, is that it was insurance, News Corp, Fox, billions and billions and billions a year. News Corp is 30, 40, 50 billion a year. It's not just Fox News. They put this book out. They promoted it. They didn't tell their viewers that. I can just hear the folks involved, you know, saying, why don't you add this in there? Because they were involved in dirty tricks against Ventura then because they've been scared of him. So we're going to be breaking all that down coming up. We have a really, really big special running right now. It's 20% off on the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink. It is concentrated. It's great for your family. It's great for your children. It has massive absorbability of the organic vitamins and minerals and trace elements and amino acids. This is light years better than the pill form of even somewhat bioavailable organic multivitamins. The way to drink it is obviously as a fruit punch, and your purchase supports the broadcast. And look at this. You know, I drink this every day at home, but I tend to forget to do it at work. But then I thought, why not just get a picture of this? The crew loves it anyways, and have some on air. And the great part about it is it's healthy, it's natural, to the highest quality, it's affordable, and it funds this broadcast. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com today, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we also have our first run of bioavailable selenium, new to the family at InfoWarsLife.com. Purely organic, very strong, from the mustard seed, used throughout your body in electrochemical activity inside the cells, inside the neurons. You can go read about it on the site. You can go look at studies for yourself about selenium, and it's just as important as vitamin C or True Nation iodine like X2. It goes together. With those, that's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, since Hillary Clinton came out last week and said, I have this dark, evil heart, and I'm a horrible person because I say 9/11 was an inside job and Oklahoma City was an inside job, and then they misrepresent what I say about Sandy Hook. Other people are sure it's all actors. They're mad at me that I'm not saying they're all actors. I'm saying Anderson Cooper's on a blue screen up there. So the adults are acting like actors. Bloomberg sent an email out the day before saying, get ready, something big is about to happen. Get ready to go after the guns, to his little anti-gun group. It's a big anti-gun group. And so she misrepresents. So we're having Operation Dark Heart special, Hillary for Prison shirts at cost, $9.95. That includes shipping. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's sending a huge message out there across the world. Hillary Clinton, all her wars, all her warmongering. You know, people can say, well, I don't like Trump or Hillary. Trump didn't launch all the different wars, all the different bombings, Libya, Syria. Hillary bragged she came, she saw Gaddafi died. Hillary is clearly far worse. And I know, Governor Ventura, I want to go to you on this just briefly in the back of the court case, which affects us all. I know you're always a third-party guy, and I've supported third parties because usually we have a McCain and an Obama, or we have, you know, a George Bush and a, you know, somebody else who's just as bad. But I got to tell you, clearly with these emails, clearly with Hillary and all these wars, clearly with her whole history and how long she's been in and vacationing with the Bushes and all of it, your knowledge of that is lengthy. You've written big books on these families. I would just really love to see you come out and support Donald Trump. I know you played golf with him, been, you know, known him for decades. And I guess you've been friends with him. I mean, I would really love to see you at least, you know, come out and say, well, Donald Trump's better than Hillary. What's your view on that?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to do that because I'm supporting Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate for president, who's better than both of them. I vote for the person that I want to be president. I don't vote against someone. I vote for someone. And I'm voting for Governor Johnson and Governor Weld. I think that they're the best thing that could happen because they'll get us, number one, I vehemently oppose the wars in the Middle East. They are the only candidates that's them and Dr. Stein that'll get us out of the Middle East. And I oppose the war on drugs. And Gary Johnson's the only candidate that will stand up and attempt to end.
Sure. What about how he's for the TPP? Donald's against the TPP.
Well, that's wonderful. But McDonald's also, I'm not for turning the United States into East Berlin, and Donald is. You know, I have bigger differences with Donald than I do with Gary Johnson. Therefore, I vote for someone. I will be voting for Gary Johnson, and I already endorsed Gary Johnson.
I'll say this. I agree with a lot of what Gary Johnson has to say, but clearly the Koch brothers and the big money are now getting in there more and more, taking over the Libertarian Party because they don't want Trump in. I mean, I've never seen the power structure more scared of a candidate. But I mean, obviously, if there wasn't third parties there, and I get your commitment and your integrity to build third parties for, you know, decades outside of the two-party system. So I think that's a legitimate point of view from your perspective. But clearly, the power structure worldwide, the communist Chinese president, the Pope, the Saudi Arabians, I mean, every criminal group crawling out from under rocks against Donald Trump, the power structure of the New World Order is really scared of him.
Well, they might be. I don't know. But like I said, I don't vote against people. I vote for people. And to me, Gary Johnson is by far and away the best man that I want to be president. I have too much. Donald Trump will continue the wars. Donald Trump, in fact, all the Republicans, in my opinion, should have been disqualified. You know why?
Why?
Because they all said they would torture. Every of the 16 Republican candidates all admitted they would commit a war crime. I'm a veteran. I take offense when a potential commander-in-chief admits before they even become the commander-in-chief that they will go out and commit war crimes.
Well, I mean, that's one of my issues with Trump. His point is he's informed. Torture is still going on, and he's just being honest about it.
Well, and that may be, but you don't join in, and because it's happening doesn't make it right.
No, I hear you.
We as the United States should be above that, for God's sake.
Listen, I agree with you, and then we get tortured, we lose the high ground. He's being honest, and I see his point, I don't agree with it, that these are ISIS. If you're admitted ISIS, and, you know, you're raping little girls and killing people, we're going to torture you to find out where your cohorts are. I mean, you know, that's kind of the line of thinking, and I think it's a bad line of thinking.
That line of thinking is wrong.
I hear you.
There is no, that is wrong, because they've already proved torture doesn't get you.
Okay, I got it. Now, you said you like Johnson because you're closer to him than Trump. What about Hillary? Do you agree with me that Hillary, though, is worse than Trump?
I think both of these political parties and their candidates are as bad as each other. You're not going to get any advantage one over the other. Donald Trump is now a Republican. Therefore, you have to embrace the Republican Party.
But the whole Republican Party came out against him.
Wait a minute, Alex. Look who he picked to run with him.
That's a good point.
The most solid Republican you could possibly pick of the in crowd, Pence.
I don't know if he's like a rhino. That'd be Paul Ryan, I think, would be the biggest in crowd guy.
Well, Pence is right there with him. He's just a governor. That's the difference. Ryan's on the national scale. Pence is at the state level. Pence is as far right as you can get. He's another one of these guys that wants to, he's opposed.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why is the establishment?
All these social issues. He's a typical Republican that wants to be in your bedroom.
But then Trump comes out and you know, says we need to, you know, have equal rights for gays and lesbians in his main speech. So that's Trump.
Well, again, like I said, he still embraced the Republican.
But even the Washington Post said, Hillary
Sanders is not an independent. Bernie Sanders is a Democrat.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. What do you think of him when they stole the nomination from him? Even Stanford Research Institute says, no, it was stolen from him, and then he didn't even make a big deal out of it.
Well, it's sad because I knew he wouldn't, because I spoke to Bernie over a year ago. And I asked him point blank. He gave me about a minute and cold shouldered me up in Minnesota. I asked him, if you fail to unseat Hillary, will you continue the movement as a third party or support a third party? He said, no, I will endorse Hillary. Well, right there I knew. He's not an independent. He's a Democrat. He's masking as an independent.
He's very arrogant.
You know, he's a Democrat. The same way as Donald joining the Republicans. He's now a Republican. I wouldn't vote for a Republican or Democrat. I'd sooner not vote.
No, I know. You're all about long-term. You're all about long-term breaking their monopoly. And I hear you. We should have the other candidates in the debates. We really should have Gary Johnson.
Especially this year. This year, you got two candidates where their negatives are through the roof. Nobody likes either one of them. This is the year, if given. given a third choice up on that podium during the debates, you would see a ton of people switch to Gary Johnson. You'll see the Democrats and Republicans in bed together. They'll be in bed together stopping Johnson and Stein from getting in the debates. There they'll be singing Kumbaya by the fire together. They will.
No, I hear you.
Mark my words, you'll see the Dems and Repubs totally team up to keep Johnson and Stein out of debates. All four of those candidates should, and I'm an example, Alex, because I was polling less than Gary Johnson's polling right now. I was polling 10% at Labor Day. I was allowed in the debates in Minnesota, and in 60 days, I was the governor of Minnesota.
You've got a point. You've got a point. If Gary Johnson had more personality like you, and he got in the debates, I think he'd probably be the winner because he has a lot less negatives and Frank Quigley has a broader appeal overall with his message. That's a really good point.
Yeah, but the point is the Dems and Repubs ain't going to allow him in because they know that, too. They know what I did in Minnesota, and they're not going to repeat the same thing. Look what they did with the presidential debates. Up until 92, they were run by the National League of Women Voters, basically a nonpartisan group. After Perot scared them, they formed the Federal Debate Commission, which is headed by the Dems and Repubs' former head, and they took over the debates. So you got the Democrats and Republicans deciding who gets to debate.
No, that's why I brought it up. I mean,
that's the proverbial fox in the hen house.
Yes, but I agree with you, but look at how the Republican Party pulled out all the stops and tried to steal the nomination from Trump. He fought back. They failed. I see it more as an insurrection, a populist movement taking over the Republicans, at least until he brought Pence in. That was just to stop the Republicans from trying to totally overthrow him. But I get your point. He does a lot of great things and then does some bad things. But look at how the big money's giving him no money. We've never seen this in 50, 60 years, the Republican nominee getting no money from big interest. That is a big plus for Donald Trump. I mean, come on, Governor Ventura, give it to him.
Well, certainly that's a plus for him. But I noticed that he's still going to big popular Republican fundraisers, though, isn't he?
Well, he's going like to the $5,000 plate.
Instant. Wait, I don't buy for an instant he's not getting supported by Republican money.
He's not getting the Koch brothers. He's not getting the big super PACs.
Why would he be going to
big pharma
if he wasn't getting money?
I mean, he's flying into places like Austin and Dallas and stuff, and it's $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a plate. That's not establishment, people. That's pretty grassroots. He's not getting any big pharma, any big Wall Street.
Some of this stuff isn't grassroots either.
A lot of it is. The point is that the power structure is giving most of its money to Hillary. But
Alex, you and I will beg to differ. You can vote for Trump. I'll vote for Gary Johnson.
I'll say this, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Quick questions for former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Hey, listen, now, if you were running for president, that'd be a different thing. But you didn't do it, did you?
No, I did not. I couldn't go all in on it. I was up for the run. I was up to fight to get in the debates, but I wasn't up for doing the job for 4 years. And in those jobs, you got to be 100%.
Which makes you presidential material that you don't want the power. I mean, who wants that? Doesn't Hillary look ill to you?
For age reasons. I'm 65 now, and I didn't want to have to clean up the Democrats and Republican mess for 4 years. I didn't make the mess. They did it.
No, you get blamed for it. That's one thing. If Trump gets in, he's going to get blamed for it all. That's a good point.
Sure, just like Obama got blamed for all the crap George Bush did.
Now, I'm no fan of Bush, but let's be honest. Bush was like half of what happened. The Clintons getting rid of Glass-Steagall. You did films on that, allowing all those huge debts. I mean, they're really to blame more than Bush for the economy.
Well, they granted, but, and in fact, I'll state this. Hillary Clinton's most important vote as a senator was when she voted to go into the Iraq war.
That's right.
And now she's backpedaling, saying it was her worst vote. Well, that alone disqualifies her for me, because as commander-in-chief, her biggest thing was to go to war when it was wrong, and she did it as a senator.
Hey, don't you feel vindicated?
Put her on the button. No, thank you.
You did a whole 9/11 show on the Saudi role alone and the stand-down and got criticized. Now it's all confirmed, so we're vindicated.
Yeah. Isn't that something? It's all confirmed now, but yet Jesse Ventura is still a crazy man. Jesse Ventura still goes after widows and children, you know, and yet everything I talk about comes out to be true 10 years later.
800-259-9231.
Alex, I should be one of those people and make money where people come in and you look in the ball, the crystal ball.
Fortune teller. Let's talk to Bob in Connecticut. Bob, you're on the air with Governor Jesse Ventura. Go ahead.
It's good to talk to you. Listen,
go ahead, Bob.
Jesse, the thing is this. You know, you want to support Gary Johnson. He picked the vice presidential candidate.
Calm down. I can barely understand you, okay? Just don't yell, okay? Calm down, caller. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Jesse, the Gary Johnson's vice presidential candidate, he's a gun grabber. This whole thing is, obviously, you don't realize the precarious situation our country is in right now. This is going to be our last election. If Donald Trump does not win this election, America is done.
All right, let me get Ventura's take on that, Jesse.
Well, first of all, I'm not buying into that because Donald Trump's a Republican. And you elect another Republican, you know, so what? And Hillary's a Democrat.
Well, let me say this.
I don't support either Democrats or Republicans, and it's my right to do that as a citizen in America.
Well, listen, a big plus for you is you're totally pro-Second Amendment, and I have seen some evidence that Johnson's VP guy is not pro-gun.
Well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but remember, that's a VP. It's the president that matters, not the VP.
And Johnson is pro-gun.
I assume so. He's from New Mexico.
No, I mean, I wouldn't call him a super hardcore guy like me, but he's pretty good. And I mean, I'd call you a...
But look at it this way.
Hold on, Jesse, we got to go to break.
Aliens support the Constitution.
Prepared to bug out. Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel Body Armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Steve Ventura is our guest. 5 more minutes left, and we have the Huffington Post writer that wrote about Hillary's medical problems and got fired, got banned. It just fits into all the censorship. More on the economy and a lot more of your phone calls as well. And you got cut off by the break, Governor. Finish up with what you're saying about the Second Amendment or Johnson.
Well, first of all, remember this. Libertarians, and that's who Gary Johnson's the presidential candidate for, believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So you have no problem with the Second Amendment with Gary Johnson. I don't care who his VP is. Libertarians believe in the Constitution, and they believe in the Bill of Rights, and they hold those two documents sacred. That's all people need to know about Gary Johnson's position on the Second Amendment.
Well, I understand what the libertarians stand for, but politicians, you can go back on what they say a lot of times, so I don't...
Well, that may be true, but Gary Johnson doesn't oppose the Second Amendment, I guarantee it. Anyway, let me go back to a thing in my trial for a moment, Alex.
Yes.
Another truth that wasn't allowed. Okay, 2002, I was put on heparin, Coumadin, blood thinners. I've been on them since 2002, and I'm still on them today. This alleged incident took place in 2006, where I would have been on blood thinners for 4 years. Kyle claimed he hit me, my head went down, struck a curb, and I didn't get up. Well, being on Coumadin, they wouldn't allow me to say that in court because I'm not a doctor. All I could state was I was on blood-thinning medication, which could be aspirin. Even though I take it every day and have taken it for 16 frickin' years almost. Well, when we go back to court this time, I'm bringing doctors in who will say exactly that anyone on Coumadin who would be knocked out, hit their head on a curb, would be...
But you're also, you have more witnesses.
Hospital.
I mean, your words are in the break. Wait till I win with a second jury because I've got even more witnesses. Bombshell info. Plus, they said that you were drunk. I mean, I've been around you many, many times.
No,
you don't drink.
No. They didn't say I was drunk. Because you can't drink on Coumadin. What it was all of Kyle's witnesses were drunk, but they spent $1,100 on booze. My witnesses were sober, but these two judges chose to believe the drunks rather than the sober people. So I guess these two judges probably figure drunk driving laws are irrelevant because you've got your faculties even when you consume $1,100 worth of booze, which came out in the court case.
He might have gotten so drunk he did think he did all this.
That could be. That may well be.
Blackout drunk. Like, he wakes up. Well, oh, you beat up Jesse Ventura. I said, I did? Whoa.
Exactly. No, that all came out in the case. Every one of his, their bill that night was $1,100 they spent on alcohol.
And wasn't Kyle the head guy over the booze?
No, I don't know who was.
I'm with remembering.
I don't really know. I can't.
Well, all I can say is it's a very entertaining movie that Clint Eastwood, and I know you've been a fan of Clint Eastwood a lot.
Well, he's a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really, really glad that that part didn't end up in the movie.
Well, it didn't because I'll give you an example during the court case real quick. The other side that told me, they said, Mr. Ventura, would you be surprised to find out that your chapter's not in the first screenplay of the movie? And I looked at the other attorney and said, no, I'm not surprised. I said, we've written two letters to Warner Brothers stating that if my chapter's included in the movie, they will be next to be sued. So Warner Brothers, we put them on notice.
No, they were saying it like you weren't important.
Go to court to stop it from being in the movie.
Yeah, they were putting it out like you weren't important. See, you're not in the movie. You're like, yeah, I stopped it.
Yeah, we stopped it. We wrote Warner Brothers, and I've worked in L.A. They don't like to step into lawsuits.
Well, it would ruin the movie, too, to have Jesse Ventura getting beat up in it. It's just total bull.
Oh, you know if I wouldn't have gone to court, it would have been in the movie.
Yeah.
You know it would have.
Well, listen, when's the RT show?
Let me give an example quick, Alex. That book had a pre-sale of, I think, 2,000, and the day Kyle went on TV and libeled me, it jumped 100,000 in one day.
No, they used defaming you to sell it. It's wrong. That's why we've always told the truth. We've been proven right. We stood beside you. Governor, look, come back on soon to talk about your RT show. Thank you.
I sure will when I'm in New York. Bye-bye.
Thank you.